Let's see if I can get this thing to work.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brian Kaufman. I'm a family doctor turned CLL patient. I'm at the Lymphoma Research Foundation meeting in Brooklyn, and I'm here with Dr. Bruce Chesson. Dr. Chesson, you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Bruce Chesson. I am Deputy Chief of Hematology Oncology and Head of Hematology at Georgetown University Hospital Lombardi Comprehensive Cancer Center in Washington, D.C.
And Dr. Chesson, this morning you were talking about how individualized care has become and how each one of us has an individual disease. So when I'm diagnosed with CLL, is that the end of the story or just the beginning of the story?
Well, it's clearly just the beginning, because what we've recognized with CLL, as with other lymphomas, is that at the molecular and genetic level, they're quite different. And when you have one patient who will respond to a chemo immunotherapy regimen and the other one who looks for all intents and purposes to be the same stage, the stage of the features, and they don't respond, it's not just bad luck. It's because there is something at deep down in the molecular genetics of that patient's disease that differentiates the two, and you have to find out what it is so that you can more appropriately treat that patient. It may be something pharmacologic, they're not metabolizing the drug the same, or it might be something genetic that's causing mutations that inhibit that patient's ability to respond to that drug.
How doable is that? Can you do it predictively? Can I go in and say, hey, this is a good choice for you, this is a bad choice for someone else?
Well, we're not to that point yet. We can, right now, send off to a commercial lab looking for mutations in BTK, which would determine whether a patient was resistant to ibrutinib or not. But we aren't at the point with other drugs, but those sorts of assays are in development, and they have to be, because these drugs are so expensive that you don't want to give a drug to a patient at $130,000 a year when the other drug might be preferable for that specific individual. We call all these patients CLL, but it's a variety of different diseases. When I was young, can I give you when I was young?
When I was young,
there was a textbook of hematology, and the chapters were leukemia and lymphoma. And then it became acute leukemia and chronic leukemia, Hodgkin's lymphoma and non-Hodgkin's. And over the years, it's been splitting more and more. So now we're going to have a chapter, you know, on subsets of CLL. Maybe there'll be a whole chapter on 17p deleted CLL because it's so different than all the other ones. We're learning more, and in order to get to this point, we have to do clinical research and we have to do correlative science, looking at patient cells and exploring why this patient didn't respond and why this patient did respond.
Any final thoughts or anything for patients in terms of this area of individualizing the therapy?
Well, it's a marvelous time to have a disease if you have to have it. We have an increasing number of new and exciting drugs with more and more efficacy and less toxicity. We're learning how to put them together in a more intelligent fashion, and we will get to the point of eradication of this disease because we have the tools and we are gaining the knowledge to do so.
Dr. Chesson, thanks for your part in the research. Appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.